The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You see those little kids yodeling in Walmart?
No.
No, I did not.
Oh,
fucking cheese bacon.
We can watch it. Yeah. It's on the fucking thing. Hey, everybody, fantasy boys. It's your boys. It's your boy.
Just search Walmart yodel kid.
All right.
It's kind of an uncomfortable video, but it's like adorable and just weird. I love it. It's really. It's a weird time we live in. The kids are just yodeling.
Oh, I saw like this meme. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
That's.
Here, get on a headphone.
Oh, boy. I don't even know which ones.
This should all work. Oh, his parents made him do this?
This is uncomfortable. I don't care for this.
Imagine if you were really late and you just needed to run in and grab ice, but like everybody's fucking captivated by this little queen.
Oh, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's what all these fucking MAGA chud guys. Like, you know what's masculine as fuck? Yodeling. Oh, how long does this fucking go on for?
I've only seen like the short version. This is.
Oh no.
That day,
my armpits are getting sweaty just watching this. Ugh. Look at the bow tie. Man, that kid is going to be drowning in pussy.
Why would you do that? Why would you make a kid just start singing?
Because parents are fucking awful.
At a Walmart. What and a, like, there's
it goes
other,
viral.
I've
seen other people doing it, too. With like there's like a little fat girl singing Adele.
That's how you get on Ellen.
We should do a stand-up show in the middle of Walmart. I'll start out. My uncle is known as a Renaissance man. He's a gay pedophile.
Did you guys ever watch the thing Jim Tooze was on it? It was like stand up in bad situations, basically. And Tooze did stand up on the ferry that goes to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh no!
And it's all Asian tourists
there
that don't speak English, and he's like locked into doing a set. It's so uncomfortable.
Voss. did Rich Ross did the Starbucks comedy tour.
Oh, yeah,
that?
I remember that. That was funny.
It was really funny. He'd go into like a Starbucks or whatever and just start fucking roasting everybody in there. And half the time it was like cringe. It was so uncomfortable. But like half the time he fucking killed.
Right. And if you're doing, if you're killing half the time in a Starbucks in that weird of a situation, you're killing. Like, I'm just getting, you're straight up doing a great job.
I did a set in front of a class once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How would that go?
It went better than I thought it was gonna, but like I was new enough to think that like, hey, yeah, I'll do this.
Oh, here's the audience. Here's Voss in Cleveland at that diner across street from the Halley Building or whatever. This is pretty good.
Not gonna lie, I might be in this video.
FoundryMusic.com, remember that? Look how old that is.
You know him from Deaf Comedy Chiz. Put your hands together for Mr. Rich Voss. Yeah! 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 How are we doing, folks? It's good to be here in Cleveland. I'm from Jersey, Garden State, if you're growing asbestos. We just landed. I just flew in yesterday. I'm at the airport. I hear over the loudspeaker, if you see anything suspicious or unusual, contact the authorities. And right then I saw a black guy leaving a tent. Loosen up. He's laughing, okay? How you doing, sir? What's your name? Are you filling out a job application? You just got out of bed 10 years late. Anyhow, there's a lady I did. How you doing, ma'am? Good to see you. What's your name? That's a nice hairdo. Does the next one in cello know you have it? Okay, I'm back. We're rolling out. Look at these two guys. Now, what are you, a bottom or a top? How cute you are. I'm not gay, but my God, look at that forehead. Anyhow, it's good to be here in Cleveland. I'm from Jersey. Like I said, cancer. Sir, loosen up. This is all I got, okay? Remember the good old days? All right, I'm back.
What's that mean?
What's that?
What does that mean?
The good old days?
Yeah.
Listen, sir, let me handle this myself, okay? Don't mess with me, I'll bring Schubert back. Oh, we got a hot Asian girl. What country are you from? Korea. My cuticles are all screwed up here. What? What's wrong with that? I can crack on the black guy, but not the Asian girl? Look at this guy. Look how dark he is. You stand next to a building, you look like an alley. Okay. Oh, my God. Did I buy a watch from you in New York? What's your name, man? I know the struggle. Huh?
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Mark.
Mark, good to see you. Do you work here, Mark?
No.
Where do you work?
Across the street here.
Across the street. Is there a name of the building, or is it just crack sales? What do you do? Leave him alone. I know the struggle. But don't you think, as dark as you are, you shouldn't be wearing a white shirt? Come on, take a look. Anyhow, loosen up. Turn on BET Comic View and watch black comics trash white people for an hour. Okay? White people crazy. They pay taxes. How you doing, brother?
All right.
Good to see you. What's your name?
Will.
Will what? And look at this girl, she's a hottie. I'd like to see you in my trunk with duct tape on your mouth. What? That's all right, cutie. Have you seen anybody? God, would I like to chase you through the woods with a hammer. All right, let me get back to my act. I'm killing again. Cleveland is as good as New York when it comes to comedy in diners. He might not lay out anymore, but there was a time. What's your name, sir, with the beard? Come on, black Santa Claus, what's your name? You don't want to talk, I'll buy you breakfast right now. What do you eat? You want some eggs? All right. Should I wrap this up or keep going?
Keep going!
So, I just worked, we did a show in Camden, New Jersey. Camden is the murder capital of the country. Most murders per population is in Camden, yet just a state-of-the-art aquarium in Camden, New Jersey. I would have loved to have been at that council meeting. Murders are out of control. Drugs are running rapid. Poverty, unemployment, what do? Turtles. Let me tell you how scared this place is. An octopus with a gold tooth pulled a knife on me. I think we're starting to teeter out. You know you're starting to have a tough set. All
right, it just fucking keeps going.
But that's impressive to be able to it is, make that go
somewhat decently.
Decently in that situation.
I don't know. I think that'd be fun. One time, during one of the opening days, like 4 or 5 years ago, we tried to do the home open mic, And
oh, I, like, I heard about that.
Yeah, it did not go well. It didn't go well like a disaster. It just rained, and it was fucking nobody. They canceled or they delayed the game to like 7 o'clock, and we were all wet and shit.
Yeah, I think yeah.
So it kind of sucked, but the idea was there.
God, you look amazing right now.
Thank you.
Yes, Bill.
How's that look with the headphones over it? It's
hilarious.
Like
Bill got a perm, everybody, because he lost a bet. Or he didn't lose a bet.
I lose a bet. My album got to number one. So originally what it was is on the radio show we do this thing called the Polar Blast Battle, and we all make a bet every year for whatever we got to do when we lose. And if I lost, I was going to have to get a perm, but I won, so I'm like, okay, I'll roll this over into promotion for my album that's coming out, and said if my album gets to number one on the iTunes comedy charts, then I will get a perm. And it did, so I did. And it's hilarious.
It looks glorious. You look like
you look like Fat Ryan Singer. Yeah. You look just like Fat Ryan Singer.
Yeah, that's exactly like I've gotten Ryan Singer, I've gotten Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. So
Hyde from that 70s show.
A little less rapey than that.
Yeah, a little less rapey.
Only a little, though.
Yeah, yeah, just a hair.
Only a little.
Just a curly hair.
It's tasteful.
Yeah, so it's funny, and then we're going to reveal it Friday at the Brickstone before the home opener, and fucking go with it for a while. I honestly don't hate it. I honestly don't. I don't care. Like it's so funny, and it's.
You should rock a handlebar mustache with that, man.
I was thinking about doing something extreme with my facial hair. So handlebar. What are you thinking?
I think just mustache.
Just a mustache.
Just mustache.
Okay, I think I'll send the handlebar to you guys when I do it, and then you tell me whether I should go down.
You look like former Expos catcher. Well, fuck. Damn it, I already fucking lost my reference. Fuck! Gary Carter. Ah. Gary Carter.
This game's still going?
I told you it's going to go 18. We're watching the Indians game, and they can't score any runs. And it is the what inning now? 14th?
I think it's the 13th.
It's in extras. And Indians not doing so hot to start off, but that's all right. There's a fucking 50th of the way through their season, so it's not going to matter much.
It's shitty that Corey Kluber is definitely not going to – he's at best going to be 0-1 after this game.
Yeah, and he has two solid performances.
Yes, he does.
You know, whatever. He'll even out. I'll tell you what, man, his stuff has looked unbelievable. It's only two starts, but
he always gives up that one inopportune hit, and it's.
Well, that's what I said on the opening day or whatever. And I was like, well, he started where he left off in the postseason because in the first inning he gave up a two-run home run, but settled in nicely.
Who's pitching opening day? Carrasco?
The home opening day. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's Carrasco, I believe.
Glorious.
Because it's tomorrow. It's going to be cold
Friday.
As fuck.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to, dress in many layers. Do you have, those full-body Carhartts?
No.
You should get some of those.
I don't think it's going to be that cold. I'll probably wear, one of these. I got another one of these. Maybe a heavy one over it, a sweatshirt, and a coat.
Nothing will
be. Gloves and a winter hat, too.
Nothing is going to be as cold as the Browns 0-16 day parade, so I can't be worse than that.
So
oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, it just sucks because baseball is such a summer sport, and having to bundle up like that. That's kind of the beauty of going to an Indians game is you can do it on a whim, be like, hey, you want to go to the Indians game?
Right.
You don't have to plan ahead. Whereas
and it's very reasonable.
Browns, nah, you gotta be ready for that shit.
I haven't
the Browns
even...
are even more reasonable once you hit fucking October.
Well, yeah, now. But, I haven't forced myself to go... I think this is the last 2 years were the first 2 years in maybe a decade where I didn't go to one Browns game. I was like, oh, fuck
really?
It. Yeah. I just didn't want to deal with, going downtown and dealing with the maniacs.
I
and fucking...
went to 4 Browns games this year.
Well, your buddy had season tickets, didn't he?
Yes. My friends have season tickets. It might change this year, but for the past couple of years, what it's been is if I go down there and DD the big Browns RV home, then I get a free ticket.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good.
dog pound, lower bowl, 11 rows back. It's man, fucking great.
Yeah, those are.
That'd be awesome.
I've sat in the dog pound for a preseason game against the Eagles. It was Nick Foles' rookie year, and it was cool, but it was just like preseason game. You know, it's just cool how close you are to the fucking action and shit. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. Everything they've done so far this offseason, can't fault them. Like,
I'm all caught up on Tomahawk, and they got me so pumped for the Brown season.
Good.
Like, I love what they've been doing, and I love hearing their inside analysis of everything. Yeah. So, thanks for hipping me to that.
Tomahawk's the shit. Tomahawk's
shout out Joe here, Thomas. And
they retweeted me the other day.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
Saw
yeah.
That.
They're my buddies. They both follow me. They don't know who
do
I
you
am.
Really?
Yeah, they both do. Nice. Remember when Jerry Rice followed me for a minute?
Yeah, and I sent it to you.
Yeah,
Jared Wright?
No, Jerry Rice followed me on Twitter for like 2 days, and then he unfollowed me, and then he followed me again for like another couple days because I'm verified. So he's just like, oh, if someone verified follows me, I should probably follow him back. And then he learned that very fast. Like, no.
I got followed by Jose Bautista.
Yeah, my brother got followed by Jose Bautista.
Yeah, I feel like they have like algorithms, social media yeah. managers, or they just use computers to follow.
Well, with Jose Bautista, he's got like almost a million people that he's following. So he doesn't like do the thing where he follows and follows back. He just has someone just following and following and following and following. So imagine if you went to check your timeline and there's 100,000 people on there, it'd just fucking never stop updating.
Oh yeah, it'd be insane. It'd be unmanageable, which is, I guess, why you fucking pay so much for that. I just got hip to this thing. I apologize. I don't remember their names. I followed them on Twitter. I guess I could look it up. But there's this Tumblr that it's called Shitty New Yorker Cartoon Captions. Cause you know, I just got hip to it. Because, you know, the New Yorker has like the fucking,
worst.
Yeah, the erudite fucking, like, terrible. But, like, every Monday they have one that you can send a caption to. Mm-hmm. And they've never gotten in, but, like, obviously when you see the shit. But that for 7 years, every Monday, these two guys have fucking submitted a caption. And they're fucking hilarious. Like, I don't know if you can see this. There's a picture of a chef behind glass talking to his wife. Obviously the chef's in prison, and you know, you would expect like an erudite New Yorker thing. It says, you could bake them a cake and suggest that they fuck that. They're all like either describing exactly what's going on, you know what I mean? Which is hilarious to me because they're all, you know, people are looking for puns, or like extremely vulgar. But give that a follow. It's Shitty New Yorker Cartoon Captions at Tumblr.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stoned.
Yeah.
Me too.
We have no direction right now.
No.
While stoned, was thinking earlier, Bill, I'm sure you get belly button lint.
Yeah.
Do you get belly button lint?
Not sometimes.
I get fucking big, like cricket shirts. they're big.
Yeah.
It's like dime sized. How the fuck does that happen?
Your belly button is like the Jabba the Hutt's fucking hole that he throws people into?
It's the Sarlacc. It's just because your belly button's so hungry.
Why does that
give me some of your fabric. Give me some of that fabric, Brian.
That's not my belly button.
Brian, I'm hungry. And I want some of that short fabric right now.
He's got a speech impediment.
Why?
I have no tongue.
Obviously,
and
on
no
the
teeth. Nom 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 nom. You don't have short fabric.
Why don't you stick your finger in me?
It sounds German.
Well, that's when you pulled the shirt up. He is German the whole time. It's just that
I'm muscle button the shirts down.
Oh man, no, I rarely get belly button lint, but it's very satisfying to dislodge it.
It's like daily for me. It's like daily. Somehow all this fabric
here that's your
makes
problem.
Its way to my belly button.
You're checking it too much. Check it every other day, then it's only every other day.
I never check it, I never get it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yo, boy, stop checking it.
If I never checked it, a sweater would grow out of my belly button and it would just cover me like fucking.
Boy,
and
I'm going to overtake your body. I'm a symbiote.
Do you know, science couldn't explain lint until like 2001?
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
belly
about?
Belly button lint was just a phenomenon until 2001.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Little
there's
flecks
no
of
way.
Fabric, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's all it
but,
is.
No, it, but like, think about it. Like, that size, it's not like I have holes that
when
size
you can
in
hear
my
the
shirt.
Being
no,
over.
But it's little tiny that balls
up. How does it all congregate in the belly button?
That's just gravity and shit. Like, and probably your body hair. And it's just, and it rubs there, and that's like it has
a
chance to get in there. Whereas, like, you don't have
it's
like if you have
so much
nipples,
to accumulate daily,
you'll probably
so
have
or
it.
Or a stoma, you got to clean around your stoma all the time.
Gross.
There's got to be a
your mama was a stoma.
Hey, quiet down there. What's his asshole sound like?
You'd probably have to. No, I can't say that. Well, it's he just.
It has a cleft palate.
He just lost, because the bat mitzvah, I think it's probably like a young Jewish boy.
O'Brien, can you use a 2-ply, a softer 2-ply, a quilted?
I can't do the juice.
I need to do belly button. Brian's belly button.
All my openings talk.
Oh, go. Including your urethra.
Mm-hmm.
Ever have a sloppy urethra?
What?
Like when you got like multiple streams?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty regular occurrence.
Yeah. Do you ever have that really backfire on you? Like if you're at somebody's house, like Curb Your Enthusiasm had it in one of their episodes where like the one stream just shoots like fucking vertically.
Yeah.
It's just going somewhere. And in that episode, it hits a penny of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And they think it's a stigmata. Yeah. But it's because it's on the medication or something like that. And it has a heavier stream than
what
normal.
What a fucking great show. That's how they should handle shows. Like when shows are like, oh, let's. You know, wrap it up
take
this season
up.
Or whatever. Just do what Curb does and take a few years off. Like, he went like 5 years between his last seasons, and it's a fucking great show. Like, I hope he just
amazing.
Keeps going. This last season was like hysterical.
I caught a couple of them. I like my HBO Now. It fucks up all the time, so
yeah.
I like it leaves me less inclined to watch HBO programming.
So they just updated the HBO Go app. I know. And that works a lot better than it used to.
The fucking ESPN app is the worst app on fucking planet Earth.
No, TNT's real bad. And, like, any of those ones that are, like, so, like, late to the game where they don't want, like, they're kicking and screaming, like, Paramount, anything like
that. Oh, Paramount's bad, yeah.
So there's a lot of bad ones. But ESPN is really fucking sketchy.
I have to enter the password every time I log into
it. Oh, see, that's miserable.
Yeah, it's like
to ESPN.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I don't know if it's like a
is that on your
bug?
Phone or
no on the Roku.
Really, that's weird because that doesn't happen for me.
I don't know if it's a bug or like maybe the cable provider because I see my parents and they're Medina like Armstrong shit. So it's like it's not even a major cable provider. It's
right.
The local shit, which I couldn't even get. Fox Sports Go didn't have an option for them. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so I ended up getting Sling for all that shit. But, Tyler Naquin, you fucking suck.
I hit a homer.
He did. One of two hits.
It's early, man.
I know. He's not going to be with the team. This is his last game probably for a while because they're activating Brantley. On
what happened with
Friday.
Melvin Upton?
He got cut.
Oh, did
spring
he?
Spring training, yeah. He got cut like halfway through spring training.
I don't remember that.
It was low-key news.
Did Napoli go anywhere?
I thought he signed a minor league deal with the Indians. I think he might be with the – or, like, he didn't sign it, but he accepted his demotion to AAA.
Okay.
Because I don't think there were any teams calling, and then, you know, maybe if somebody gets hurt. But, like, if they need to use Napoli, then they're in some trouble because that means Yonder Alonso and or Edwin Encarnacion are hurt or not productive, and they'll be kind of fucked if that happens.
Well, Edwin Encarnacion, I don't think he can hold up playing first on a regular basis.
Oh, I don't either. But, like, Napoli's older. I mean, Napoli's even older, I think. I think he's 36.
Still hit 30 home runs?
Yeah, but he hit, like, 190.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Squad.
All right.
I was telling Bill we have to read some of... Sean Penn came out with a book.
Oh,
I heard about this.
Holy fucking shit.
What happened?
It's called... well, first of all, it's called Bob Honey Who Just Do Stuff.
What?
Yeah. He, like, wants to be, like, Bukowski, you know? Like, sort of... And the synopsis of it, I believe, if I am correct, it's a sanitation worker who also is a CIA assassin who goes around and kills old people with mallets because they're taking up too much Social Security that the government can't afford, which is a brilliant fucking plot.
That
from
sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So, but like it's all written like Sean Penn would write fucking something, you know? And
as Spicoli?
No, as like a pretentious super divorced guy that's like fucking,
super divorced.
Fucking, oh dude, he has a poem to end it about the Me Too movement.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm aware of this, because of that poem.
Oh.
Which I didn't read, but I'm glad that we're getting to it now.
What does he say? What's the poem?
Mind you, this is super serious, right? Like this is so fucking deathly serious, which makes it even fucking...
Should we read the poem?
Oh, yeah.
Should we have Brian's belly button read the poem?
It culminates in a 6-page epilogue poem, which delivers some heavy-handed insights on our current political movement. Here's Penn on Me Too. Are you going to read it?
Yeah.
Is it Brian's belly button?
The warrior women bravely walk the walk. The derivatives of this proportion draw heinous hypocrites to their flock. Where did all the laughs go? Are you out there, Louis C.K.? One crucial conversation kept us on our toes. Was it really in our interest to trample Charlie Rose? And what was this Me Too? This infantilizing term of the day? Is this a toddler's crusade? Reducing rape, slut shaming, and suffrage to reckless child's play? A platform for accusation impunity? Due process has lost its sheen. But fuck it, what me worry? I'm a hero to Time Magazine.
I'm basically just doing an Adam Sandler impression at this point.
You sound like you're a deaf guy.
Well, I'm just a belly button. I have no ears.
Oh, Bob Honey.
Sound
who
like
just...
you work at Giant Eagle.
Back in groceries. Or a busboy.
You have your fool pucks?
Fuel perks today.
My daddy always said to my mommy, he needs to get go ing out of this family.
Oh man. Remember when he fucking like inadvertently like fucking led the FBI to El Chapo? Like a
dipshit? Oh fuck. That's so stupid. Like, and he's never done an interview before, so all of a sudden, why is he doing an interview with El Chapo?
He interviewed Hugo Chavez. Remember that, too?
Oh, fuck. He's so dumb.
And then,
he was on the canoe after Katrina?
Oh, with the fucking shotgun? Yeah.
After Katrina?
Yeah. Like, and all the fucking, there's that picture that's zoomed out that has, like, 50 photographers in the fucking, like, boats around him. Where he's fucking... He's the worst, man. Great actor. Fucking spectacular actor. But, like,
He's trying to do. He's trying to make up for something. He did some bad stuff.
Oh yeah, well, beat the fuck out of Madonna with baseball bat. That's not very good. But like
baseball bat.
Yeah, he tied her to a chair, allegedly. This is what it was fucking thing. But like he just seems like a very dim guy that wants
that
to be
wants
taken.
To be smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this beat her with a baseball bat thing.
Madonna baseball.
Was he just trying to get her ready for her role in League of Their Own? This is how you round the bases.
Madonna says, Madonna claims Sean Penn hit her with a baseball bat, tied her, and beat her are untrue in a $10 million lawsuit statement. Madonna has given evidence that long-standing claims she was physically assaulted by Sean Penn during their marriage in the 80s are untrue. Oh, okay, well, maybe... She came out and said that that wasn't true. He still beat the fuck out of her, though.
Yeah, maybe just not a baseball bat. Yeah, because that'd be pretty severe.
That's overkill.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Sean Penn, you're an asshole.
But great yeah. actor.
Great
What's
actor.
What's that river movie? The
Mystic River.
Mystic River.
Never
fucking,
saw it.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking great film. Oh,
it is really
my
great.
My dad hates him because of Dead Man Walking, and my dad hates Tom Hanks.
What?
Because of Castaway.
Really?
Why? Castaway's a fucking great movie.
Fucking hated it. And he like doesn't even like Forrest Gump. There's no like exception really.
Well, he is a serial killer.
He's like,
though,
fuck all
so.
Time.
It's funny. And,
this is more evidence for him being.
Exactly. I do not find Tom Hanks to be affable.
Yeah. Of course, he watched fucking Survivor, or what is it called?
Castaway?
Castaway. He watched the whole Castaway movie and no one drowned. He was waiting. He just waiting.
What are you
on,
talking about? A whole plane full of people drowned.
You didn't not a camera.
And show it. I am. I do not find Tom Hanks to be relatable at all. Now please put in the DVD copy of Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Brian, and lock the door on your way out.
You know a show my dad did love? Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah? That starts up again like tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
I did not think I was going to like it, and I just watched it like recently, and I fucking enjoyed it.
It's funny. And what he always says is that it reminds him of the Italians he grew up with.
Yeah.
So he laughs at that. And my brother got him a Jersey Shore poster one year for Christmas.
That's hilarious.
He hung it above the bed, and it stayed there for at least a year.
That's incredible. That's so funny. Was your mom pissed?
No, he was cool with it, too.
That's so funny.
Oh, bro, you want to snort some herpes medication?
Okay. I'll have some medication.
This is a scene from My Belly Button and Mike the Situation
Hey, bro, we going to the club?
I'm just sitting back like this, all quiet. My belly button's doing all the talking.
Bro, is your belly button fucking talking right now?
I am talking. Are you talking? Because I'll fuck you up, you Guido piece of shit.
Yeah, he won't even let me get a word in edgewise.
We're trying to like.
I wanted to show around here. You don't even have any belly button went in your belly button because you have abs.
This is the weirdest bit we've ever done. This is weirder than all the animal sex stuff we talked about for weeks.
I'm enjoying it.
Why is talking belly button?
Why is belly button?
Hey guys, Brian's asshole. Just trying to get in on the fun.
So it's like an angry Corey Feldman. That's a crazy fucking story. You guys,
no.
How he got stabbed but didn't get stabbed.
Oh, yeah, you showed us that. No. I didn't follow up with that, but you sent a picture, a screencast.
Corey Feldman said that he was stabbed in his car the other day, and he then, like, went to the police, and they said that, like, he said that the police were investigating it as an attempted murder, and they're like, no, he wasn't stabbed. Like, he wasn't, like, he went to the hospital, he might have had an altercation, but there was no, like, stab wound. And then he tried to change, like, oh, well, they stabbed me with a needle, and they tried to inject me with something, and they're like, no, that's not what you said.
It's
like,
a very thin needle, very powerful poison.
Yeah.
That's why you can't see it.
But I'm a very powerful man.
Oh, his angels. He was right, though.
Oh, my God.
He was right. I mean, he might be a fucking raving lunatic, but he, years before all this stuff, he was the one saying, hey, Hollywood, all those people are fucking kids.
Sure. And that's the thing, is like, I believe all that stuff still, but this was something, and it might have gone down, but if he wasn't stabbed.
It doesn't excuse those performances. What was that,
That's sad, man. Show? Like, that's not even laughable.
Oh, it's, no,
like,
it's very laughable. It's very laughable.
I don't remember.
He's like a 45-year-old man.
I remember, what I remember is like the interview before or after, when it sounded, he seemed really sad.
Right after it, and he's like, I'm just trying to give everyone my art. I'm just trying to give everyone my art.
So fucking delusional that he thought that everybody was going to be really feeling it, and then nobody was obviously feeling it, and he just got like hurt by that. And then he got like a second chance, and it was still trash.
Mm-hmm. It was, and it was less trash, but still pretty trash.
But like, that's how delusional he is that like, oh, I just need a second shot. That one was like a one-time fluke.
Oh no.
Look at him dancing.
Get it, get it.
This is a man who was abused by Michael Jackson.
Oh, but they were friends.
Did you watch the new Corey cardio thing? Though.
He's a Lifetime movie about his. Like, they made a movie, and they talk about it a lot on The Bonfire. Like, they went in deep. Like, they're huge into that. And they're talking about how anytime Feldman was getting, like, molested, he was just getting like a blowjob from a dude, but anytime it was Haim, he was just getting like straight butt fucked.
Well, that's what fucking Charlie Sheen allegedly fucked him, like when they were on, like raped him, and like that sent him into like a lifelong of drugs.
Corey Haim?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Did Charlie Sheen fuck him?
Charlie Sheen, yes, because apparently like Charlie Sheen just is a monster. He's
got that, who's the dude that fucked Richard Pryor? Marlon Brando gene.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Except that Marlon Brando didn't have AIDS, so.
I'm so shocked that Richard Pryor, like, got fucked.
Well, he talked about that.
I don't think he got fucked. I think he was top.
Marlon Brando was just taking it in the ass from a bunch of people?
He was pretty, I thought he had, like, a joke about him fucking.
Well, he's got a joke on, like, a roast. He's like, I just want to tell everybody, I fucked my first faggot the other day, so you can't use it for me against me now. And everybody's like laughing, and that's that. Like, they just gloss right over it.
Charlie Sheen denies raping 13-year-old Corey Haim. This is from like last winter when all that shit was blown up. Charlie Sheen is being accused of raping Corey Haim over 30 years ago. In a report from the National Enquirer, which published Wednesday, Sheen, who revealed in 2015...
From your first car to your first kiss...
Make it stop.
...to the places that shape you, the decisions you make make you who you...
We've been hacked.
Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. Haim told me that he had sex with Sheen when they filmed Lucas, who passed away in the age of 38, blah, blah, blah. He told me they smoked pot and had sex, and they had anal sex. Haim said after it happened, Sheen became very cold and rejected him. Well, yeah, because you're a fucking queer! Oh, Charlie Sheen's the fucking worst person. God damn it!
Did they just win?
Yeah. Well, there goes fucking Zach McAllister.
Zach McAllister sucks.
He
blows.
He fucking is terrible. Fuck that guy. What ended it? 13? I said it would go 18. I was wrong.
Ryan's wrong again.
Wrong
again. We had a
good
time on Ryan's birthday, though.
Oh, it was a phenomenal time.
What time did you finally, like, shut it down? Did you close down patio?
Yeah, did you not close down patio?
No.
I don't know.
I think we left at, like, 12:30.
No, we got there at 12:30.
Maybe.
We left at bar close. We definitely left at bar close.
I was not there that long then.
All right. Well, I don't remember. But then we came back here, and then I finally went to bed at, like, 6 o'clock, I believe.
Oh, that's...
So, and then slept till 2 the next day. It was a great birthday. Great way to spend 31. Just hanging out with the fellas, drinking a few pops.
Sucking each other's
cocks.
Doing it.
Incense.
Feeling it. Loving it.
Yeah, there was. Trust me, there was no cock sucking going on that night. My fucking dick could not get hard. I like gave it an extra. I just stay up for an extra hour.
A lot of alcohol.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yeah, I don't know. So, Bill, you're where on Friday? What's that bar called?
The Funny Stop. I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but this will come out Friday, right?
Yeah.
So, Friday tonight in Cuyahoga Falls and Saturday in Cuyahoga Falls. And I got a bunch of dates up on my website right now.
What's the bar that you're broadcasting out of?
Oh, Brickstone.
Oh, it's across the street from the stadium.
Yeah. They're opening it up just like people are like, isn't that place closed? I'm like, yeah, it was, but they're opening it for that
special
day.
For that. That yeah. Bar has been fucking 9 different things.
It's a tough spot to be in because unless there's Indians games, no one's going to go there. But it's been changing so much that no one's going to go there because they're like always just assume it's closed.
It used to be Alice Cooper's.
Yeah.
Which his string of restaurants that.
Alice Cooper is about to be in a live TV production or was.
Just
in,
was on Sunday. Was. He played the devil.
But it's still in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That's where we're at now. Alice Cooper, they're the worst generation. All they do. Like,
oh, yeah. Baby boomers suck.
Baby boomers are the absolute worst. Even that fucking Rajneeshi Wild Wild Country documentary. All these motherfuckers are there in like button downs and sweater vests. And it's like, you were in a sex cult 20 years ago.
And now you're acting like, look at you. This is just
you
what
look
I
like
do.
A fucking English professor.
And then they rail against all the kids. Kids these days eating their Tide Pods,
right? Which never like
doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. It was like the meme was to burst in your mouth and then spit it all into the sink, and maybe some people like went to the hospital, but no one was just like gnawing on a Tide Pod, like actually eating it.
I turned on the AM station the other day because I need to get track because 490 is always fucking jam packed at like 5 o'clock at night. So I always turn it on to like do the traffic report, and they were talking about like in an outrage. Have you ever? What kind of place are we living in? I don't understand it. Or people are getting high with with wasp repellent or something like that. I was what? Boy. Like what the fuck are you
just
talking about?
Trying to be
and like fucking octogenarians calling in like
up in arms.
Yeah. Then they had a fucking segment this morning. About like Martin Luther King and like a very sincere, earnest segment. But like, fast forward to that afternoon, and there was like, "Well, what perks do you get as a white Christian man?"
People were put that saying on.
Some heinous racist stuff.
Type that into YouTube. This is from your mom's house. This is a clip that they play all the time, but you guys got to see this.
I like how this podcast has just been us pulling from other podcasts. But hey, let's talk about this stuff that other people talked about.
Well, the belly button thing's original.
The belly button was a very original.
Hey, man, it is weird that nobody knew what belly button was from until 2001.
It is.
Way too late. Yeah. That's way too late.
What about when people fucking didn't wear shirts? Like, they didn't get belly button lint. There wasn't like a fucking...
People wore shirts way before 2001.
Right. What if they
consistently
did?
For a long
what if they were getting
also,
belly button
always,
lint?
Also, it's always blue. That's also weird.
Mm. It's always blue?
It's always blue, like for everybody.
What?
Yeah, like rare cases have like red belly button lint. But it's like a bluish gray.
All right, let's watch this video.
Got a bluish hue to it.
All right, let's do this.
Black guys who love to fuck and fuck good.
Okay.
If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95, if you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man. Men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug, you want to come move in? Your friend can move you too, man.
Your friend can
move
in
rent,
too.
At least in the key. Fuck me. Piss on me, beat me, I'm home now. Yeah, you see me, you want to come over today and try it out, man. Piss on me, try it out.
Jeez.
You're probably only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys that mean it, want to do it, and I want to deliver it. I'm a hot, white trash. Come, dump, let's fuck.
That's a lot of confidence, though. That guy's got a lot of confidence in how bad he wants to be fucked.
Oh, yeah. Like, he put it out to the world. If anybody wants to fuck me.
Yeah.
And like they blurped out his address. He put his address out there. You want fuck? Here's where I am. Come fuck. Doesn't matter who you are, as long as you want to fuck.
Did you see that they got rid of fucking? Ooh, that's weird. I don't.
I've seen that face a million times. I wonder what it's from.
We're looking at some JPEG on YouTube. Fuck. What was I talking about? This has been off the rails.
This has been the most scatterbrained episode.
Yeah.
But also one of our best.
Fuck. What was I talking about before that? Oh, okay. Craigslist. How that fucking, they got rid of all the personal ads on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. What? I didn't know that?
Yep. No more part personal ads at all.
Yeah, part
what
of that CESO or whatever that.
CESO?
Yeah, that, not the.
Not the comedy.
Yeah. It's like.
That failed.
It's a bill that Congress passed that's ostensibly supposed to get rid of human trafficking, but it like pretty much screws sex workers over at all because they found that websites can be held liable for what's on their thing. So like instead of potentially having like a trafficking case or whatever on Craigslist, they just said, nope, shut it all fucking down. So like it's all bad times for people that pay for sex.
Well, overall, it's a bad time for weirdness and for humanity. They're taking away the Wild West. They're taming the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
There used to be apparently some sort of policy where it was like a 3-strike rule when AOL first came out with child pornography.
You mean you got two strikes? Mm-hmm. You were allowed 2 freebies?
Me personally, yes.
Oh, is that why Pete Townsend was like, ah, no, it was just for research, mate.
Pete Townsend was looking at child porn?
Yeah, don't you remember that? No. From like the early 2000s? Uh-uh. He got caught with child porn and he said he was researching. It was research for a book because he was abused as a child or something like that. I was like, I haven't seen that book published yet, Pete.
Pete Townsend. Okay, let's see.
That was when I remember they played the Super Bowl, the halftime show, and he had to stay 50 yards away from all the people at the stadium.
I don't want to type in Pete Townsend child porn. And
yeah, I'm trying to find the AOL thing, and I'm afraid to type in.
There was a Stanhope had a book. In like the early 2000s, it was called Baiting, Fun with Pedophiles, and where like, he would pretend that he was a fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've heard of that.
Oh,
Stanhope's a maniac. I like him.
Stanhope is a maniac. He's not sounding too good. I hope he's doing all right. I listened to an interview with him, and he was a little out of it.
Is Bingo okay? She's super fucked.
Yeah, up. I mean, I guess. I'm sure that she has lingering effects of that, and she sounds kind of different, but, like, I guess everything's fine. 15 years ago, Pete Townsend arrested on child porn charges. Caught up in an international child porn scandal, Pete Townsend didn't do himself any favors. Not when he admitted to paying for access to an illegal site, not when his explanation as to why seemed to beg credulity, and certainly not when he refused to appear in court. In the end, the Who legend was cleared of the worst charges. Townsend didn't download any images, and an offense that carries a maximum 5-year jail sentence, but not the taint of scandal. He excused...
Bill's reaction.
Well, taint of scandal. That's funny.
The stinkiest part of the scandal. His excuse ultimately seemed to be true, but it hardly mattered to those who already decided he was a pedophile. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what you're... I was writing a book! That's the worst excuse. Like, you can't write a book about
it. It was research.
It was, I was researching why I find these children so sexy.
You ever heard that Kurt Metzger tits on a 5-year-old bit?
No.
He's talking about child pageants.
Yeah.
He's a maniac, but his stand-up is hilarious.
He's great, yeah.
He's talking about this pageant where this mom puts a set of fake tits on a 5-year-old. He's like, that's genius. You never thought of anything as smart as tits on a 5-year-old. These child molesters, they don't want them looking like adults. So you desexualize them to the child molesters by sexualizing them to everybody else. Slap some tits on it. Get the hell out of there. That's
funny. All right, this episode of Everything Funny We Heard Elsewhere probably needs to come to an end.
we're going to rename the podcast, Hey, did you see that? And ellipses. All right. We're good. We did about an hour. So, yeah, it's your boys.
And we will not apologize for this. Suck our dicks.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are.
Down to the
balls. Tell us who you are and maybe we'll try.
Yeah.
I won't tell anyone. Your secret's safe with me, just like this belly button went.
The belly button boys had to have gotten at least 10 minutes of this podcast.
It should have gotten
I'm
all
the new star of the show. This is my podcast now.
It's like that could be the new character, like in Wayne's World 2, like Man in the Box. Hey!
Oh, yeah, Man in the Box, that was a thing.
Brian's belly button.
What were you? Well, thanks for listening.
I'll do the show for now.
Yeah.
All right. At Fantasy Boys Pod, at I am Brian Kenny, at Bill Squire, at Party Overrun. All right, bye.
At poopsex.com.
Poopsex.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.